Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. That's right. You were expecting an ordinary episode today, but it's Sunday, and that's when we drag out a topic, have everyone try to write on that topic, and then bring them all together for you today, right now. This week's topic is hat. That's right, hat. Nothing so fancy, nothing so crazy, just hat. A handful of people decided to write on this topic, and, you know, with this being the holiday season, I just can't fail to mention Merry Christmas to everyone. There you go. There's your holiday greetings, your holiday episode, your holiday cheer. Nobody's drinking eggnog out of a hat. I know that. Now, to figure out who goes first, we look at the poll to see who won last week's competition. It's not really a competition. It's more of a just to see who likes what. And quite a few people won. That's right, it was a tie for five. Not many votes, but the votes that were there, most of them were fives. So I'm just going to play these in the reverse order they were received. So here we go with Marvel Joe!
Hi, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 191 with a prompt of hat. So I'll get right into it. It looked like Santa's hat, red velvet trimmed with white rabbit's fur. When the boy plucked it from the ground, it felt rubbery and floppy like wet leather. Unthinking, he sat on a log in the forest glade and placed it on his head. He dreamed of fighting dragons. He rescued a captive princess. He aided the sick, fed the hungry, and sheltered the homeless. When the fungus on his head finally dried and crumbled to dust, the hallucinogenic effect of the narcotic spores dissipated. He was an old man then. There was a new king. Nothing had truly changed. Thank you for listening. Lawrence mentioned last week that I was sounding down for the last few weeks, and I really tried to make this story a little bit more upbeat and happier. At one point, I had the boy becoming, or the fungus completely ate his brain, and the boy ended up being a liberal Democrat, but that was just a little bit too dark for me, so I had to tone it down a bit. So, well, thanks for listening anyway, and we'll see you next week.
Yay, I made things happier, even if only on a superficial level. Oh well, there's always next year. Thank you, Norval Joe, and keep that harmonica goings. Next week is the last one of the year. I keep getting that wrong. I need a calendar. I need to put a calendar up on the wall. Is there a 100 Word Stories calendar? Probably not. Next up is TJ. He posted up a really nice, summary of all the things that he's done, this year, local theater and all sorts of cool stuff. Head over to his site and, you'll see, what I'm talking about. And remember, you know, not only does he have the challenge of doing community theater and writing, but he has the challenge of doing all this in North Dakota. That's right. There's civilization up there, man. There's civilization.
Hi, I'm TJ. I am from North Dakota. We're having a very happy holidays and wishing you the same. And this is Paranoia.
I found him.
Centox warbled over to the console where a subordinate monitored 95 active blips representing tagged humans across the large central continent below. Or, rather, 96. Varjox Albatia, number 03942-H5, or Herbert Weigel of Mott, North Dakota, or rather, the red blip that represented him, had reappeared on the monitor. Centox furrowed his brow H5's signal was weakened from when he fell off the radar 3 years ago. So Centaux has ordered an away team be deployed to install a booster suppository. They were about to secure his tag when the blip suddenly vanished. Curses. Herbert had replaced his tinfoil hat.
Ooh, I want a tinfoil hat for Christmas, Santa. Please, please, you can even just give me the foil, and I'll fold it myself. Thanks, TJ, and Merry Christmas. Next up is Justin. Justin didn't have time to record his story, so I'm just going to do it for you here. Space Turtle!
The rocks filled the tunnels behind me as I slid into the dark mineshaft. I felt around the dirt and rocks and found a helmet. I put it on my head and felt for the light switch. I flipped it, and unbelievingly, it illuminated the ghosts of the miners who died working and toiling here. Blind to everything but the ghosts, they led me down a series of shafts to a lift that I used to pull myself into the light. When I looked, I was alone again. I lowered the helmet back into the shaft to rest in peace.
Wow, a midget in a mine shaft. Cool! So about those ghosts, Inky, Pinky, Clyde, and Sue, right? No, they're not miners. They're not miners at all. They're evil ghosts. Thank you, Justin. Next up is Linda. She took a break last week, but she's back. And, oh, she edited out some of the crazy ramble. And if you check her Twitter at Linda N on Twitter, you know, because that's where Twitters go, on Twitter, you'll see links to what didn't quite make the cut. I think there should be a 30-minute Mad Ramble every week just from Linda. Instead of me. I mean, don't you get tired of this stuff?
Hello, everyone. It's Linda. Back for one last hurrah of 2009. And I guess I should probably start off by apologizing. I probably exaggerated a little bit too much last time. Not much stuff blows up in my book, actually. There's probably maybe one explosion. There's some fire, but, you know, the rest of it's just, like, dismemberment, mostly. And owls. This week's theme was hat, which is fitting because it's winter and everybody's wearing hats, and I'll be wearing a hat tomorrow when I'm shoveling this huge friggin' nor'easter that's coming. And it's probably going to be a washout. You know, I don't really care one way or the other. I like snow. Shoveling it invariably aggravates my hernia, and then I lose my voice, and then I won't be reading. So this is it. This is probably going to be it, and I'm still writing my book. So you'll never hear from me again. No, I'm going to... I'll be around, like a moth eating your sweater. And thanks to everyone who read and listened to my voice and voted for me ever, like, all year, and it's been fun. I'll see ya next year. Happy 2010. I can't believe it. I didn't think I would live to see it. I would have made more plans. I really would have. At least I planned these next 100 words. Enjoy. One December, I forget how long ago, a hat fell from the sky right in front of me. It was one of those freaky red and white ones the guys at the mall wear when they get sadistic and want to be peed on by hysterical kids. At first I was worried a bunch of reindeer poop was going to follow, but it never did. I didn't know what to do with the hat, so I took it home, and now every year I wear it while sneaking into kids' rooms to give them books and coats. I get arrested.
Now I'm going to go around with my umbrella open because of reindeer poop. Thank you for traumatizing me, Linda. Thank you. Aww, now Linda's going. We lost Guy, now we're losing Linda for a while. We're going to lose everyone. It's just going to be me and Norval Joe. Not that that's so bad. I mean, he's got the harmonica and I'll madly ramble. Then I'll play his story again. Then I'll ramble some more, pretending like, oh, and here's another one from Norval Joe. And here's another one. Oh, that harmonica. And I'll just go, I miss you already. Oh, well, here's Jay Radimus. He hasn't left yet. Well, I'm sure he's probably in his say. Oh, yeah, by the way, thanks, everyone. I'm going off to Hollywood.
Hello, this is Jay Radimus with my entry for this week's weekly challenge, number 191, the prompt of hat. And for the record, I did try to make penance for my quote-unquote copping out. And for that, I plead no contest. But while I did not write the story in the corner written on a wall in crayon in somebody else's house, I did write it crammed into the corner of the seat of a city bus. So I hope that's sufficient. Anyway, here's my entry, and it's entitled Hold Your Tongue or Overreact Much. I reawoke at the shock, ice-cold water mixing with warm blood and sweat. The pain that knocked me out reawoke as well. I winced. I fought to open my eyes against the swelling. It was pointless. The light was in my face. Everything was shades of black.
Put your hands through the armholes.
Why?
So the fire ants can bite you. No? Okay. Or else.
He backhanded me, then squeezed my cheeks, forcing my broken jaw open. I winced again.
Why?
Because.
He slid a forceps between my toothless gums, grabbed my tongue, and pulled.
You insulted my hat.
Okay. I hope that was more in line with what you were looking for, Lawrence. And to join in the suggestion from last week, I'd like the topic, if I win this week, to be things you've seen on a road sign or street sign. Maybe that's a little bit more out of the box. Anyway, I'll see y'all next week. Bye.
For the record, I like his hat. It's a cool hat. It's a nice hat. Oh, look at the time. I need to be going. Jay Radimus, it's been nice talking to you. That's a great hat. Here, talk to Zach Man. He likes your hat too.
This is Zach Man. My cousin got a new hired hand named Jeff, who never took off his hat. This drove my cousin's wife crazy at the dinner table, and she almost refused to feed him. But Jeff has so much skill in husbandry and horticulture that she decided to let him wear a hat at the table. Jeff even wore his hat to bed. One day my cousin's wife got too curious and took off the hat when Jeff slept. And under she found a head full of gears and steam. Don't tell anyone, because it's hard to find such a good farmhand.
That's not so crazy at all. No, it's actually kind of normal. If you see people with hats on in church, that's what you'll find under there. Gears and steam and the occasional hamster pulling levers and pushing buttons. Hamster driven robot. I know a guy who's a hamster driven robot. That's gonna wind up on freaking YouTube, isn't it? Thank you, Zach Man. Next up is Steven, the nuclear man. I think he was one of the first to send one in this week. But we're doing it in reverse order. Yay! Because I had the inbox set wrong. I know, you guys rely on me not to do stupid things like that. Instead, I do other stupid things. Here's Steven.
I'm not going to take up a lot of your time, so just real quick, if you go to the link in the show notes for my professional page. There's been a couple things that I've had published in the fiction and poetry of all things lately, some of which you can even read for free on the web. Go check it out. And now, without further ado, the story. My son puts on a newsboy cap, picks up a newspaper, and his voice rings out.
Extra, extra, read all about it!
I laugh and he tosses the hat aside. He grabs a cop's hat and waves a baton, a helmet, and he's low-crawling along the floor. I see the fedora, but I'm not fast enough. Steel eyes gaze from under its brim. Couldn't wait for the inheritance, my father says through my son. I stumble backward as my son, wearing my father's hat and my father's eyes, raises the knife. You never could wait, he said. But I could.
Yay, things that have published! Yay, things that have published so that it costs us money and you make some of that money! Yay! I love it when I hear that. That means that somebody out there has made it. Well, I don't really want to make it. I don't want to succeed. I don't want to do anything. I just want to keep doing this. This is kind of fun. You know, you don't get disappointment. You don't get rejection letters anymore. You see, for a while, I keep getting acceptance letters, and I was like, no, a good writer has to get a bunch of rejection letters. What is this? No, quit, you know, let me just edit it so you don't like it. And then they stop writing back. Yay, now I don't have to waste postage. These people want, they don't even want them sent by email. They want them mailed to them. You have to print them, too. It's like, what? Yeah, well, you gotta jump through hoops. We set the standard. We have the big bookmaking things and the publishing thing and the... Yeah, whatever. I just like to write. Anyway, congratulations, Stephen, and may your next success be in the area of physics. Choose the subset of physics that you want. I don't know, maybe banking. Banking physics, yes. Banking the ball off the cushion of the pool table. I used to be really good at that. I still am. I just got bored with it. I think it was all the drinking. Next up is Jeffrey of Great Heights. Yes, he has a podcast. Yes, they're several hours long sometimes, but they're good. You can play them. And if you have time off, like for winter, like I do, you know, I only have to work tomorrow and then I'm off for a week, a full week, although it's not really the week with two weekends bookending it. But I can, like, blow off Monday and be, like, a total slob and then they'll yell at me. And then, like, what? They're going to remember after a week? Anyway, here's Jeffrey of Great Heights.
Hello. This is the Dark Lord Height, and this is my entry for the 100-word story contest, week 191, with the topic of hat. I've been very busy torturing poor souls and chaining them up to typewriters, making them write stories for Great Heights. So, it's been a while since I've been here. But I think you'll like this story. I'll let Jeff read it to you, though.
This is my story, and I call it My Hat. I have a hat that I like a lot, but I almost never wear it out of the house. My wife says it makes me look like I'm in a bad Western. I think it makes me look like Jones. Dr. Jones. You know,
Junior!
My kids all call me Cowboy Dad when I wear it. And that gets me to goofing off and saying things like, "Now you cowpoke, get yourselves in the car before I have to brand you." Which of course leads my wife to saying things like, "You're a dork." You know that, right? This has been my story, my hat. I hope you enjoyed it. If you do have a chance to come over to greatheights.blogspot.com, we have some very interesting prompts going on over there. We have a large prompt for all of December that is about destruction. And this week we have the prompt of the princess just showed up wet and extra affectionate. But if you do decide to participate in Great Heights, don't do like the Dark Lord and forget to send your stories into the 100 Word Story Contest as well.
Jeff, I told them I was busy torturing people and making them write stories.
Whatever. We obviously have some issues to work out. Until next time.
What? No, don't you play that theme music. No, you're not gonna fade me out. We're not through here, mister. You hear me?
You know, I like this Great Lord thing. That's kind of cool. Although chaining people to typewriters, that's kind of cruel, especially when you don't actually put ribbons in the typewriters and they bang bang away and you like blindfold them. Say, hey, learn how to touch type. Okay, now I'm going to blindfold you. And I take out the ribbon and then they type for an hour. And then you take off the blindfold and say, ah, ha, 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 ha. Ah, you've typed nothing. Nothing, I tell you. Ha, ha. And then you tickle them. I don't know. Thank you, Jeffrey. Welcome back. And I know that... Yes, I listen to Great Heights. No, I don't act like I do, but I do. Hey, I listen to a bunch of stuff, and you don't hear me saying NPR this, NPR that. I don't have the time to listen to a bunch of stuff, but I do. I do. I listen in my sleep. Yeah. Although I don't sleep much. Speaking of not sleeping much, if you're up late at night and you look out there in the stars... And you see one star that's kind of crazily veering wackily all over the sky. Pity the planet that orbits that star, having to keep up, yanked around by celestial mechanics. That planet is known as Planet Z.
Sleepy Hollow gets all the press, what with that Hessian maniac chopping off heads. He's gotten so popular, Salem's complaining that nobody covers the witch trials. Other villages hold festivals, carnivals, but they can't compete with a monster on a horse beheading townsfolk. Good. You see, I'm the Headless Horseman's agent, and his contract is an absolute gold mine. At first, he just took panties and hats, and Boston got branded as a pervert. So we relocated to the forest and tried a new tactic. There was another agent there. Tried to sign him. That head I kept for myself.
That's all for this week, the weekly challenge. We've brought you a bunch of stories and put the text up in the show notes at podcasting.fullofcrap.com. And then there's the poll up there with all the links to people's sites, including TJ Amons, who has a little letter for the year, and also Steven the Nuclear Man, who had a few things published that are pretty cool. And everyone else, because their stuff doesn't suck either. Okay, so that's it for this week. Thank you for listening. The music was by Guy David. He's hiding in World of Warcraft, so if you find him, say, hi, how you doing? Hey, grab some money for a sword. Oh, no, what about a dagger? What about a something for a cup of coffee? By the way, the next topic is going to be the last one for the year. It is a story from the viewpoint of an inanimate object, along with a paper sack, full moon, and beginnings. Yeah, that's what happens when there's a five-way tie, you crazy sons of bitches. Ah. Well, I did want a multiple topic, and that's what we got. So, good luck spending your Christmas holiday coming up with a story like that. Or maybe you'll just ignore it, or maybe you'll cheat and just say, I sat on Santa's lap, and Santa's lap, he turned out to be a statue, so he didn't hear when I pulled out of my paper sack a full moon. Oh man, the fun was just beginning. You see, right there, all you people who whine about these things that are hard to do, dude, I just pulled that one right out of my ass. Please, keep your hands away from my ass. Oh, okay. Maybe not you, Normal Joe. I'll do anything for that harmonica. Thank you very much, everyone. I'll see you all next week, the last one of the year. Until then, as always, keep it brief. Closing.